be announced.
N8 NXT Mobile. W8NWO,
yes,
good morning, Nelson, and how are you doing? Must be down in the gully, you're in and out. Not copying any of it. N8NXP, standing by.
Now I'm on higher ground. Just left home, and I'm heading your way, W8NWO.
Okay, Nelson, that was loud and clear.
Yeah, but only for a minute. Now I'm driving down into the valley.
Yeah, you're down in the valley again, okay. I copy that. Well, we just come into Odin, so we got a while yet.
Hey, Pete. Hey, WWK.
Oh, good morning, Pete. And how are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good. Yeah, I had my ears on this morning, and lo and behold, I heard you there. So, yeah, I'm just sitting here reading the paper. Enjoying a cup of coffee, and of course, got the radio on.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, just going by Lake Odin here. Man, it looks like a sheet of glass out there. No wind, no waves. Just perfect. So how are things doing in Elk Rapids?
Well, I can't complain, really. Chuck's got most of the leads raked up. Go up and work on it for another 15, 20 minutes this morning and have that done for the year. Just wait for the village to come by and with the vacuum cleaner, take them all away. I've got a couple last minute chores on the travel trailer, and I'll button that up today and put it away for storage. So, that's my day.
Yeah, yesterday was the last day for the leaf vacuum to come down through the streets. We got that taken care of the best we could. And last week we were down in Illinois babysitting because Kate had to go out to Pennsylvania for a conference, and Brandon had a mess going on at the hotel with a big conference. So we got to spend the week with the kids and had fun.
Oh, lucky you. Yeah, so where are you off to this morning? Sounds like you and Nelson are headed somewhere.
Yeah, we're heading down to the Crossroad Tower to do some cleaning, get rid of some junk, waiting for the changeover to happen and such. Then we'll go back up to the Pelson Airport and get the trailer set for winter, get that stuff taken care of, get the generators all set up.
Oh, you got a work day. All right. Well, don't overdo it, mister.
Yeah, I got plenty of things to do. Take our time and do them. Got a lot of things coming. I have to get out of Twisted Pair and talk to you about them. A lot of things happening in Maniac City.
Yeah, I was going to give you a phone call anyway. So the phone's going to ring. WQK.
N8NXP.
KC8VSU.
Good morning, Toby. KC8VSU, W8REJ.
REJ, KC8VSU Portable, at home. In the chat.
Well, you're hitting the repeater really good. I don't know if that's through the link or if you're hitting Crystal Mountain directly.
No, I'm going in on 442.5 DMR in Traverse City on the North Michigan Link system.
Okay, that's kind of what I figured. Good morning. What do you have planned for today?
Yeah, Rob, I'm having issues here. VMR is dropping off too much, so we'll talk to you later. KCAVSU.
Okay, Toby. W8RJ, clear and listening.
N8NXP, WN8Q.
Larry, this is Doug. I just want to say hi. I dropped down in the valley again.
W8NWO, Nelson, I can just barely hear you. Real scratchy if that's you. Over.
A-firm, W8NWO.
There, that was better, so I caught you then. Good morning, Nelson.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to be in and out because I'm going down the hills here.
Okay, roger the hills. So I run it just a little bit late, about 5 or 10 minutes, but I'll be there shortly 10 o'clock or a little bit after.
Okay, yeah, both things here. I just tried the Emmett fire repeater, and I was able to break the squelch on it.
So which repeater did you break the squelch on again?
Emmett fire, Emmett VHS fire.
Oh, roger that. Well, good. Well, at least I know it's been running. So I brought my radio and thought I'd try it again, too. So, yeah, that's super. All righty. W-A-N-W-O, W-N-A-Q.
Sounds good. I'm in Walden Lake. W-A-N-W-O.
Testing.
Hey, Bob, I scrapped them on it. Try to be there about 3 minutes.
Okay, Drake, you're breaking up a little bit. I didn't really catch all that, so. Touch my monitor. That's all I heard.
I'll see you when I get any DMH.
KBA-SCJ.
Yeah, he said he's on his way there, Bob. W8REJ.
Thanks, Rob. KBA-SCJ.
KCA VSU testing on 442.5. Can I get a radio check, please?
Loud and clear, Tom. W8REJ.
Okay, I just have to make sure this thing's been goofing up. I was talking to you earlier and I never heard you come back to me. I waited. I know you were on the other frequency, so. Okay, talk to you later. KCAVSU Portable.
W8REJ.
Hey, TMH Mobile.
AP9NN mobile monitoring.
ADMH mobile.
Hi, good morning. How's everything on your end?
Oh, I'm A-OK now that the snow is not here temporarily. I got to get my snow tires still put on, and that was a not fun drive home last Sunday.
Roger on that one. Yeah, we had our all-season tires on for that drive, and I am just coming back from getting our snow tires put on. So now it's going to be sunshiny for about the next week with no snow, they say.
How convenient. When you have them, you don't need them. When you don't have them, you need them.
Roger. Yeah, so the repeater's sounding good this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to go up there with Bob, and we're going to check everything over, make sure everything's in tune here before the snow flies for realsies. That interference kind of caught me off guard. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting the other night. We had our net going on and had the feedback going on, so that was pretty loud.
Yeah. So I've dealt with that before. There's a way to fix it. I just gotta, you know, do it.
Oh, very good. What's the cause?
It's usually caused by intermod of some sort. Whether it's the duplexer is slightly out of whack or something. But I've got a few filters I can try, and I brought the service monitor so we can see what it's seeing.
Very good. Yeah, I've heard that intermod on the link repeater system from time to time, and it's interesting.
DB8SCJ.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I've been thinking about what's going on. I have not heard that loop or the interference on this repeater this year. But I remember last year, just after we made the change to the new Kenwood, we had it for like 2 days. And I even got a recording of it. It would just hear this interference, and then as soon as somebody key up to transmit, it would go away, but the unkey would come back. I got a recording of that to see if that's what you guys are hearing. And it just went away by itself. I don't know what happened or why, but... Or maybe it's related or not related, but I'll play it to you when you get here, see if that's what you were hearing.
Okay, I'm just pulling in, so I'll see you here in just a minute. Hey, EMH Mobile.
And I'm Destinator at home, so have a great day, guys. Good luck with the repeater, 89 and then Mobile. I'll be clear on everybody's final.
Okay, have a good day, John. Yeah, Drake, this park lot's pretty full, a lot more full than last week, so. KB8SCJ.
Yeah, I see, it's pretty packed back here. Oh, I just drove right past you, didn't I? Yep, I did. Okay. An AVH. Hey, Bob, I got an idea. We'll see if I can get up there. I'm pretty confident I can get up there, so I'll follow you. How about that? UH testing. Yep. Anyway.
KBHSCJ, this repeater is now open for business. I am mobile monitoring. Hey, DMA. Drake, which way do you go home? Do you go to Carlin and Interlaken?
No, I usually go, once I get into Thompsonville, I take Thompsonville Highway to, Cinder Road, and then I go all the way down Cinder Road to Bendon.
Yeah, I live just about 3 miles from that intersection, and to me it's a little closer to go through Carlin and then, Interlocking, but I'll get to the same place. KPHSCJ.
Yep. Ambulance.
Hey, MJL Mobile. Left the airport.
and WN8Q. N8MGL, Michael, Larry here.
Good morning. Good foggy morning. And it's warm. This is not November weather.
It's not, but I'm just coming back from the Tulsa Airport, and I'm going to put Christmas lights up, so I'm going to enjoy all the warmer weather I can get over.
At least you're being smart. You're doing it with no snow, hopefully no rain, and I'm seeing 50, so that's a good time to do outside work.
Roger that. I guess I've done it too many times in the cold and in the snow once in a while. I put my driveway markers out yesterday, and I've had frozen ground already to get those in, so it was nice to have some soft ground for that, too.
Good, good. I haven't put up Christmas lights in quite a few years, so I guess I'm getting lazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I don't turn them on until after Thanksgiving, but we leave them up, and to be honest, keep them on a lot of January as well. It just seems to, they're mostly white lights. So I think it goes fine with the snow, and it just gives it a little brightness in the darkness of January.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I actually, this year, my wife's like, we're not putting up a tree because we're not going to be home. So there's no use having a tree up. So I guess we're going to be kind of the Grinch this year.
Oh, the Grinch, that's no good. Okay, well, I'm pulling up to my house here, so I'm going to let you go, say 73, N8MGL, and W8NWO, and also not sure if you're still on, but have a great Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you, if you're still listening. This is WN8Q.
Yeah,
well,
happy Thanksgiving. Good to talk to you again.
N8MGL Mobile.
WN8Q, WN8Q, W8NWO. Are you still there, Larry?
N8MGL Mobile. He actually pulled into his house. I was talking to him after you guys were talking.
Okay, no worries. So how's it going for you, Michael?
It's been going. It's been going. It's been an interesting summer. I got laid up with a knee injury and finally working through that, so hopping around, but I'm still upright and walking.
Okay. Well, glad you're on the mend. Yeah, it's been a busy summer for me, too. I've got a new job, still working for the school system, but I work in maintenance now. It's a good case. I enjoy the work. It's mostly field work, so I kind of like not being stuck in the office all the time. It's also a lot more hours, so working about 10 hours a day now. Hoping that slows down pretty soon. Kind of playing catch-up from the last crew that had some struggles, so hopefully I'll get back to a 8-hour-a-day gig pretty soon, but no, things are going well. That's my son yawning in the background. Him and I are driving around running some errands, and we got to head back to church here in a little bit, over the 8NW.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm actually heading over to church right now, and we've got a guitar that has a broken 9-volt plug clip that I'm going to grab the guitar and get that fixed for them so that way they can use it on Sunday morning. So I'm like, yeah, I got nothing to do. I'm going to go fix that. So fun, fun. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing good and glad to talk to you again. N8MJL.
Sounds good, sir. And I am almost at my next destination here. So I'll say 73, W8NWO.
N8MJL Mobile. 89NN Mobile Monitoring, Manistee.
Hey, DLH Mobile.
AB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
KFAENF.
KDA-SBJ from NAGMH.